Okay, so just a little review from last week. So we started the Mishnah Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah is vague in terms of whether it's talking about returning things or leaving things from before Shabbos. So the Mishnah we're going to read the Mishnah again. We're not going to go through the Gemara again. We're going to read the Mishnah again, though, because the new Gemara is now going to refer back to the Mishnah and compare to this Mishnah. So, good evening. So the Mishnah says, Kikira Shisikura Bakash Vigvava, or Sakira. The first part is that it's, if it was fired, fueled with straw, so then those on the top shield, you can actually put something on it. Again, either return it or before, but that's not clear. But the main discussion is not about that case, it's about the Geves of Eitim, this wood. And that's the fuel. So then you can't put the food unless you are goref o shayiten esayifer or you're kotem. So goref and kotem is the general terms. Either you remove the coals or you put ashes on top of the coals. Either way, you're disabling the coals one way or the other. The shami omen chamin avalotav shil. The shami says chamin you can do with water but not with another cooked item. Again, water, once being fully cooked, that's the end of it. And tafshil, even though it's cooked, it will still continue to cook more and presumably get better. The Gemara eventually will, we're not going to get to that today, but eventually we'll talk about the notion of mitztamek v'yofel, mitztamek v'ralo, something which is cooked longer and gets better or gets worse. But water doesn't get affected at all. Once it's boiled, so there's no change. So that's what Beis Shammai says, chamin avalo tafshil. Water only. Beis Hillel says you can, if it's garf and katum, right? So then, again, you could either return it or leave it. It's not clear which one, shehi or chazara. But Hillel says the same applies to chamin and tavshil. And then Beis Shammai omen notlin, avalo machzirim. Beis Shammai says you can take it off, you can't put it back. Beis Hillel omen mach machzirim. Beis Hillel says you can also put it back. Okay, so then the discussion, the Gemara ensued, is it about Shehiyah, is it about Chazara? The main underlying question is, does the Mishnah follow Chananya or not? Because Chananya says, this is the fifth line of the Gemara, Chananya Omer, Kol Shehu Machol, Kamachol Ben Drosoy, Mutal L'Shoso, Agav Ikira, Afal Pish, Eno Garf, Eno Katum, right? So Chananya says that if you have a food which is cooked partially, a third or a half cooked, you can leave it on the kira. Again, a kira is not the same as a tana or a kubach, it's a particular type of oven. It's a gemara sheet. You won't be so comfortable.
Okay.
Okay, so Chananya says that that as long as it's already cooked enough that it's edible to Ben Drosoy, the bandit Ben Drosoy, so you could leave it on a kira even if it's Eino Garf and Okotum, even if it's not disabled, meaning even though the fire is still, the coals are still hot and the coals are still burning and so on, and essentially, he's not worried about me stirring the coals. I'm still allowed to leave it there and cry. Okay, so now, again, the Gemara for the rest of Lamed Vav Amud Beis and for the top maybe 10 lines or so of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph tries to understand, is it for Shehiyah or Mishnah? When it says Yitain, does it mean Shehiyah or does it mean also Chazara? Right? So the Gemara on the right side tries to say, well, Shehiyah works. And the Gemara on the left side, in Lama Zayin Amud Aleph, tries to say, Lolamim Loch Lahaxir, Tanan. It's even for, it could mean Lahaxir. It could mean to put it back. We're on Lama Zayin Amud Aleph. We just went back to Lama Zayin, but now we're in Lama Zayin Amud Aleph again. 37a. Lahaxir, and then, so even to return it. And then the Mishnah had to be somewhat understood that there are missing lines to it. But the bottom line of the Gemara was that we now do not know, is our Mishnah like Chananya or not? Meaning, it could follow Chananya, and it could follow the Rabbanan against Chananya. Remember, Chananya said that Machal B'Drashah, you could leave it on even in a Garfu Kata, and the Rabbanan disagree. So we're not clear whether our Mishnah follows Chananya or doesn't follow Chananya. That's what we're left at. And the sense that that's what we're trying to prove, does our Mishnah follow Chananya? Does the Mishnah not follow Chananya? And right now, we're on the 10th or 11th line of Lamed Zayin Lamed Aleph, and we're up to the point of saying it can follow Chananya, and it could also not follow Chananya, depending what you think the Mishnah is talking about, Shehira or Chazara. Is it about leaving it there or not leaving it there? Right, or putting it back, okay? Because if the Mishnah follows Chananya, then the Mishnah has to be about Shehiyah, right? Okay. So now we're up to the 11th line in Lamed Zayin Aleph. Toshma. So this statement, Amar Rav Chelba, Amar Rav Chama, Bar Guya, Amar Rav, is an explanation of our Mishnah. That line is meant to explain our Mishnah. And Rav Chelba says, name of Rav, Lo Shanu Ela Al Gaba, Avo L'Tocha Asur. Right? The only time when we say that you're allowed to do whatever it is, Yitain, is when it's on top of it, but not in the middle of it. Okay, so if that's the case, so now we have to analyze what's the ramification of that for Chazara, what's the ramification of that for Shehiyah. So the Mishnah Gemara says like this, Iyamid Bishlama Lahachzir Tanan. If you say our Mishnah is talking about Lahachzir, so then Hainu Dishani Ben Tocha Li Al Gaba. Well, then it makes sense. There should be a difference to whether I'm putting it back inside the Kira, which of course the heat is intense, or whether I'm putting it on top of the Kira. Right? Eli Amrit L'Shahos, if the issue is I'm just leaving it there, Tanan, Mali Tocha Mali Al Gaba. What difference should it make whether I'm putting it on top or whether I'm putting it inside? It's sitting there from before, and all the, you know, following of the Mishnah about Garfu Katum should just ensue, should just follow and no problem, right? So it shouldn't make any difference whether it's inside or on top if I'm leaving it there from before. So therefore, the Gemara wants to say, based on the fact that Rav Chelba, name of Rav, explains the Mishnah in this way, it must mean that Yitain means Lahasir. Okay, let's look in Rashi. The Rashi is the third line at the, from the top. Lo Shanu, Shariyusa Demasnisin. Right? What is the permissive? What does the Mishnah permit? Ela Al Gaba, only on top. The Lo Nafish Hevla Kule Hai, because it's not so hot. Aval Tocha Asur. Right? So that's why Rav Chelba says they only allowed you to, again, leave it or return it to the top, because the top is not so hot, right? The hot's going to dissipate, but the inside of the inside of the kira is going to remain hot, and therefore you would not allowed to again leave it or put it back. So the Gemara now wants to say, "Iyam back in Rashi still iyam bishlam lahachzir tanan." If you say that our Mishnah is talking about lahachzir, avolashos mashin, afilu b'she'ena grufa, right? So you should be able to leave it in. I'm sorry. Right? If you say that our Mishnah is only talking about returning it, right? But to leave it on would be okay. Kedem machasrinon lechisure, like on top of the page of Lamed Zayin, where we add in the page of the Mishnah. Rabbi Chelba Ashrayusa Dela Shahos Al Sheina Grufakai, and therefore Rabbi Chelba is allowing you to leave something on Eino Grufa. Right, meaning the Chazara, you would not be allowed to put inside. You'd only be allowed to leave on top. But the Shehiya would be allowed for either way. Right? Right. So now the Gemara says, so that's all fine if you think that Rav Chelba's comment is on the first part of the Mishnah about the Gufa and what you'll return and not return, right? But Misavri Rav Chelba Reisha Koi, maybe Asefa Koi, maybe he's actually not talking about the first half, he's talking about the second half, right? Let's go back in Rashi. We skipped a few Rashis. Right, said lo shanu, yeah, bishul lahachzir. If it's lahachzir, fine. Hainu deshani ben tochel el gaba. Right, so that if it's about lahachzir, so that's why it makes a difference whether it's on or in. Dechimashi l'tocha, desheino grufa, matmin mamash beremetz. Because if I'm putting it inside, right, so that would be a difference. I'm actually being, I'm being matmin. Right, so that should be, that should make a difference whether it's tocha or gaba.
Do you think it, just for clarification, the Mishnah says aleha. What did it say? It said aleha.
Yes, aleha means
on top, right?
No, aleha means on it,
but not in it.
What's it? So the way that
it is a kira.
Well, maybe it is the kolz mabam of the kira, right? Because what it says is, it says kashin gavava, and that's the gef as an etzim, right? So that it can be on. The problem, I mean, based upon the Mishnah is in many cases, in many ways, unclear, right? Because it's not, it doesn't say al this, it doesn't say yitain, it says yitain, and not, it's not specific enough. So that's exactly what the problem. That's the problem. The Gemara is trying to understand. What did the Mishnah mean when it said this and that? So the al can mean al gaba, and it can mean inside it, on top of the, I'll call it on top of the bottom, on top of the place where the coals were removed from, or on top of the ashes, which are on top of the coals. Okay, so the back in the Gemara now. El I amr lishos tnan, but if you're going to say that it's, that our Mishnah is talking about lishahos, Rashi says, I feel lishahos boy grufa, even just to leave it on top, you would need to be grufa, you'd need to remove the coals or put ashes on top. Kevan de grufa, biba yomhu, nos lusocha, mali tocha, mali algaba. So what difference would it make, back in Gemara, mali tocha, mali algaba, what difference should it make whether I put it inside or I put it on top? If I leave it there from before Shabbos, what difference does it make, right? If it's grufa, right? If it's grufa, if the ashes are called disabled, I mean the coals are disabled, so they're going to cool down. I can't stoke them. I'm leaving it from Od Yom. I'm not touching anything. So why should it make a difference whether it's where I leave it? If I'm just leaving it, if it's a question of putting it back, so then I understand why it's the difference between the top and the inside. So now the Gemara says, Misavrit Reb Chelba Aresha Koi Asefa Koi. Who says that Reb Chelba is talking about the Resha, about the issue of whether I'm putting it on the ashes or putting it back on the ashes, right? We'll say, Ube Silol Omrim Af Machzirin. That's what Reb Chelba is talking about. So if you go to the very end of the Mishnah, right, the end of the Mishnah said, right, Beshame first said Chama Tasha, Beshame said Chama Tasha, but this the Sefer is Beshame Omim Notlin Avalo Machzirim. Beshame said you could take it off and not put it back. Beshil Omrim Af Machzirim. Beshil says you could even put it back. So taking it off, we understand, should not be a problem. The Gemara is going to address later why it says that. All right, but obviously taking it off should not be a problem. Putting it back should be a problem. So Korban Shabbos, putting it back is a problem. Korban Hillel, Af Machzira, and you could also put it back. So on this, the Gemara says, V'omer Af Chelbo, Omer Af Chama Berguya Marav, Lo Shanu Ela Al Gaba, Avol Tocha Asur. Oh. Rav Chelbo says, when the Beis Hillel says you could return it, you could return it to the top. You can't return it to the inside. Right, you can't return it to the inside. So that's what Rav Chelva Gur says in the name of Rav. Again, it does not actually inform us, if that's the case, about the first half of the Mishnah. Is it about Chazara or Shehiyah? Because Rav Chelva's comment is not on the first half of the Mishnah, so we're left with the same question. is the first half Mishnah Chazara, first half Mishnah She'ira? We don't know. We just know that possibly Rav Chelbo's comment is on the comment of Hillel, of Beis Hillel, who says you can return it. And his comment is, yes, you can only return it on top and not inside, which makes a lot of sense, because inside you have the issue of what Rashi says, actually, in the sixth narrow line earlier, "Dechimashi l'tocha b'sheino grufa mat min mamash b'remetz." So you're putting it in kol hatmana. So we didn't come to palm hatmana. The hatmana is another issue of, you're not allowed to wrap something in order to either retain the heat or increase the heat. That's a different issue. It's not the issue of Arak Beju Gemara, but that's what he's saying. If you're putting it inside, then you're being matmin on Shabbos, right? So matmin on Shabbos, you can't do either way. You can't put some, you can't wrap something on Shabbos to maintain the heat either. Before Shabbos, the question: can you wrap it to maintain the heat? Can you wrap it to increase the heat? We're going to come to that Gemara eventually, but on Shabbos, for sure, you can't be matmin. So therefore, latocha for sure is going to be asur. Okay. So that's not a shahiya or a chazara issue. That's a separate issue altogether. And that's why Chelbo says to put it inside is definitely going to be usur.
Is putting it inside also a problem with mechzek in the bashal?
So, yes. Rashi doesn't say that here, but yes. There are a lot of mechzek and rashal issues which are implicit in what's going on in the Gemara here. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to try and, again, come back to try and understand can it follow Chananya, and is an issue of Chazara an issue of Shehiyah? Toshma. So this Toshma, the previous Toshma was Amora, Rechelbo. This Toshma is a Brisa the Gemara is bringing. Beis Kiros Hamatimos. So normally a Kira is a singular cavity. This Kira is two separate cavities separated by a wall in between. Rashi says, "Kir shel cheres mafsekes b'nehem." There's a wall of clay, earthenware, in between them. So mechuberes yachad, but they're together. So therefore, we understand that there's going to be some transfer of heat, perhaps from one to the other. That's
like
the issue.
A double oven, probably.
What is it?
Like a double oven, except sideways.
Okay. Okay.
Right, the heat from the bottom would heat the top.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. That's probably worse, but this, yeah, okay. Because then the heat's going directly up. Here the heat's going sideways. But okay. But fine. The assumption is that there will be
heat transfer.
There may be heat coming to the second cavity, right? And one cavity, achas grufa uketuma. So one cavity is properly the coals are disabled, grufa uketuma. Va'achash ain't a group of ain't a ketuma, and one of them is not properly disabled, and the coals are burning plenty hot, and they could be stoked, etc., etc. And obviously, so we know you can't put on the ain't a group of ain't a ketuma. According to Chananya, you could put on the you could leave it on there, but you can't put it on there. So here, the question is not about the main question here is not about the one that's not grufa of ketuma, it's the one that is grufa of ketuma. Okay. Mashin al gabi grufa ketuma, then mashin al shein grufa ben ketuma. Well, that's obvious, right? You could leave on the one that is grufa ketuma, and you cannot leave on the one that's not grufa ben ketuma, and that obviously is not like Chananya. Because Chananya says you could leave on the ain't a grufa ain't a ketuma. Says Rashi, Mashin al gab grufa ketuma de lo chashina mishum de salik la hevla me'idach. Right, you could put on the one on top of the kira, which is now this is agabe. So this is not in. This is specific. Is agabe. You can put it on top of the kira, which is grufa ketuma, and you're not worried that the heat from the Engrufa Ketuma is going to come in. Umahein, so now the question continues in the Brisa. So Umahein Mashin, back in the Gemara, Umahein Mashin. So what can they put onto the Grufa, right? what could be the gufa? So the gufa you can put something onto, he says. You can't put on the gufa ketuma, but you could, you could leave on the gufa, you can, what does the brisa say when it says you can leave on the gufa ketuma? What can you leave on that? Beishame omrin velo klum. Beishame says you can't leave anything on it. Well, that's not like our Mishnah, right? Because our Mishnah Beis Shammai says
okay.
You could put on Chamin Avlo Tavshil, right? On the Gufa and Ketumah. Okay, so that's if our Mishnah is saying Mashin, right? So that sounds like a Mishnah saying Machzirin, right? Okay. Beis Shammai is even stricter than our Mishnah, right? Even stricter. Even Mashin not allowed. Beis Hillel Amr Chamin Avlo Tavshil. Beis Hillel says Chamin Avalot Tavshil. Okay, so that's Mashin, so that's not like our Mishnah, right? So it's obviously two different Tanaim citing their opinion of what Beis Shammai Hillel is saying. We're going to try and light all that up. Brisa continues, Akar, what if he took it off? Divrei Akol lo yachzir. So Divrei Meir. So Meir's explanation of the opinion of Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is that both Beis Hillel Beis Shammai agree that you cannot be machzir, right? Period. But Beis Shammai says when it comes to Shia you can't do anything, and Beis Hillel says when it comes to Chamin you could be Masha, and you cannot be Masha, you cannot be Masha Tavshil, but everybody says you cannot be machzir a tavshil or a chamin, anything, right? Rashi here says lo yachzir b'shabbos. He's trying to tell you, he wants to make clear, it's not that if you take it off Friday you can't put it back on Friday. It's that if you take it off Friday you can't put it back on Shabbos, or if you take it off Shabbos you can't put it back on Shabbos. Right, but that's the main point. He's not trying to tell you that if you put on Friday, came back on Friday. We're going to come to that issue also. It's another issue. So let's suppose there's something partially cooked. Can you put it back on Friday before Shabbos and so on? That's not this discussion. That will come also.
The language is very bad. The fact that it says Divrei HaKol, according to Beis Shammai, you can't do anything over there.
That's correct.
So what do you need Divrei HaKol? It's only Beis Hillel that has a problem.
No, because he had a machloket Beis Shammai Beis Hillel.
It's not a machloket. So, Beis Shammai basically says you can't do anything. If you can't leave it there, you can't.
Okay,
do it.
Now you have the case of Akar. So the Mishnah.
You can't put it back if you can't have it in the first place. According to Beis Shammai, it can never be there.
Right, so there's no chidush.
Right,
but
no,
you still have
that's
to.
What I'm saying,
okay, you still have to say so. You still have to say so. You could have said Akar Afilu Beis Hillel Omrim Lo Yachzir. Right. So it's shorter to say Divrei HaKol.
All
right. Right. That's the same thing, but that's what he's saying. He's saying even Beis Hillel says that's also. You're right. There's no chiddush in the Akar for Beis Shammai. If you can't be Shoha, obviously you can't be
Machzir.
Okay, so that's the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda has a different opinion in terms of Machloket Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding all this. Reb Yehuda Omer, Beis Shammai Omrim Chamin Avolo Tavshil. Beis Shammai says that you can return, you can be Masha, right? Chamin, but not Tavshil. Well, that sounds like our Mishnah, right? Beis Hillel Omrim, Chamin v'Tavshil. That also sounds like our Mishnah. Beis Shammai Omrim, Notlin v'Avolo Machzirin.
But this may have nothing to do with the Mishnah.
It's the same people.
But it's a different Kira.
No, it's a Kira. It's a Kira.
It's a different.
Oh, it's a side Kira. Okay, yeah, no Kanami.
Side by side.
Side by
side.
Yeah, fine. Okay. Good. 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 Okay. Fine.
So,
okay. Good. 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 Fine. Good. Okay. The question that they're answering is: can you put things onto the Gerufa and Ketuma?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So if you can do it here, you should be able to do it in our Mishnah for sure.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
If you can't do it here, it doesn't prove our Mishnah. Okay. But my point is that Rabbi Yehuda has the same psak for this one as he does for the plain Gerufa Ketuma. Okay. The main issue here is not about the side one. The main issue here is about this one. Okay. But let's come back to Gemara. Beis Shammai Omrim Notlin Avlo Machzirin. Beis Hillel Omrim Af Machzirin. Okay. So as Ron correctly points out, they treat, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they treat this exactly the same as the one in our Mishnah.
Right.
They don't have any adjustments for the fact that there's a Gufa and Ketumah right next to it. Right? They just... Okay, so now they're trying to, since they have these two opinions, Reb Meir and Yehuda explaining Beisul Beishamai regarding Shehiyah and Chazar issues of an of a Gufa of a Ketumah, albeit a little different one, right? So they're going to try and, from this, figure out what's going on in our Mishnah, right? So now you have two options. If you interpret our Mishnah about Shehiyah, that gives you one set of possibilities. If you interpret our Mishnah according to that's Chazara, so that gives you another possible comparison to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Okay. So first the Gemara starts to say, let's suppose that our Mishnah is saying it's that our Mishnah is saying Shehiyah. It's about Shehiyah. Iyam Bishmash Lishos Tanan Masnisin Mani Rabbi Yehudahi. Okay. So then who is the Tana of this Brisa who parallels our Mishnah? Is Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so as we're reading it, I just try to show you the parallels, but that's basically what happened to Gemara here. Just trying to say that Rabbi Yehuda is consistent and is not bothered by, or he says, Beisham Beisul, not bothered by the fact that there's another Ein Gufa Ketumah next door to it. That doesn't matter, right? He applies exactly the same halakha supply in both cases. So if you say Lishos, then it works exactly. Rabbi Yehuda seems to follow Rabbi Yehuda seems to follow the directives of our Mishnah called Stam Tana. Eli Amrit Lahachzir, but if you say that our Mishnah is talking about Lahachzir, Tanan Masnisin Mane, so then who does our Mishnah follow? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, the Lo Reb Meir. Alright? Okay, let's go back to Rashi. About 20 lines down the Rashi, Aleph Beis. Yeah, Rabbi Shlomo Lishos, right? If you say Reisha the Masnisin Lishos, Kamar, if you say at the beginning of our Mishnah is about Shehiyah, the boy Grufa, that requires Grufa, Uba Lishos Plige, right? And the Machlokas between Beisham Beis Hillel is about whether Shehiyah is permissible, Bechamin, Uva Tavshil, Uva Garuf, right? Right, Beis Shammai says Chamin lo Tavshil, and Beis Hillel says Chamin and Tavshil, but both cases are a case of Garuf. The Sefer Plige B'Chazara, and the end of the Mishnah, our Mishnah is about Chazara, which makes sense. Beis Shammai says Nolun Machzirin, Beis Hillel says Machzirin, Af Machzirin. So back in Rashi, Masnisin, with Sefer Plige B'Chazara, Masnisin, Rabbi Yehudahi. That works, right? That works. Rabbi Yehuda seems to be exactly parallel. Eliyam et lahachzir, so now the Rashi like preempts the Gemara a little bit. Eliyam lahachzir, tanan, if you say that our Mishnah is talking about lahachzir, the boy grufa, that requires grufa, lishos lo boy grufa, but Shia doesn't need grufa, uplukta the cham v'tavshil kesheno garuf, kirim achasat and mitharasaslei, so then you're going to say the machloka es chamin and tavshil is when it's a case of not garuf, as which are explained up on top of the page. So you get out with two problems. Back in the Gemara now. Masnisin Mane. So then who's the Mishnah like? Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir? Says neither. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Meir. It's not going to match. If you try Shehiyah, then you can match up Rabbi Yehuda to our Mishnah. But if you try to understand our Mishnah to be, the first half part of Mishnah to be about Hachzara, so then you're not going to have to line up Rabbi Yehuda, you're not going to have to line up Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara is just very brief. Rashi, thankfully, gives a good explanation. But first, the Gemara says, Ered Meir, Kashya Lebe Shammai Bechada, Lebe Sila Betarte. Okay, if you're going to follow Reb Meir, you're going to try and fit Reb Meir to our Mishnah, you're going to have two discrepancies for Beis Shammai, one discrepancy for Beis Shammai, and two discrepancies for Beis Hillel. And let's look at Rashi. Kashya Lebe Shammai Bechada, the Ka'amre Beis Shammai, but Masnisin, Mashin, Chamin. Right, Beis Shammai Mishnah says that you can leave Chamin afish eno goruf, right? Vachi kamer Reb Meir lebe Shammai tafilu goruf velo klum. Well, that's not possible because Reb Meir in our Brisa says that if it's not goruf, you can't do anything, right? If it's not goruf, you can't do anything. Malach says if it's goruf, right? For kol shekain, I'm sorry, dafilu goruf velo klum, if it's about chazara, right? Because okar divrei hakol lo yachzir, Reb Meir said. Well, okar means no chazara, right? And he says that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai say no chazara, if even goruf. For kol shekain kishenu goruf, for kula chara pirchahi, the Beis Shammai lo shani le ben goruf leno goruf. And Beis Hillel, he said, it's all one question because Beis Shammai doesn't differentiate between Garuf and Eno Garuf, so he can't align with Beis Shammai at all. Okay, Ul Beis Hillel, Betarte, and Reb Huda would have two disagreements or two differences between his explanation and Beis Shammai Beis Hillel in this Brisa, as opposed to the Mishnah, if the Mishnah is about Hachzara, right? So here's the two for Beis Hillel. Lo Beis Hillel betarte. The Masnisin Shari Beis Hillel. Right, our Mishnah, again, if you say, right, our Mishnah is about Hachzara. Masnisin Shari Beis Hillel Hashos Chamin V'Tavshil Apesh Eino Garuf. Right? In other words, you can't be Yitain, meaning Machzir Ach Yigrov, but you could be Masha without Gruf and Ketuma, again, like Hananya, right? Apesh eno garuf. Vachik etane, the begaruf, chamin in, tavshil lo. And here, in our Brisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says, no, garuf, Reis Hillel says, about Shehia, right? Because he says, Rabbi Meir says, right, Rabbi Meir says, everybody says he can't be machzir. Right, so if that's the case, no difference. Shehia grufa, ainu grufa, because the main case of the brisa is the grufa, not the ainu grufa. The question is the grufa, right? Ubish v'hachitani, but the garf chamin ain tavsh ain the garf chamin in tavshelo. Ubish ainu garuf ain mashin klal. There's no shi at all. Ulin chazara begaruf, and what about chazara begaruf? Tam mas nisin. So in our Mishnah, that's the end of Mishnah, Beis Hillel says Machzirin. Hakatani Akar Divya Koleasir, but Reb Meir says, can't bring anything back. So therefore, if you say Machzir, so Reb Meir doesn't fit. Alright? Because again, one kasha Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai doesn't allow any anything, whether it's Garf or Katam, or right, Garf or Ein or Garf. And Beis Hillel, we have the issue of Beis Hillel. We have the one issue of Lahashos Chamin V'Tavshil both, right? And the other issue of Machzirin, which are against Reb Meir. So that's Reb Meir. The Rabbi Yehuda, back in the Gemara, straight across. E Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha Grufa Uketuma. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there'd be a problem of our Mishnah regarding Grufa and Ketuma, right? Remember, Yehuda said, right, remember, the case here is Grufa and Ketuma, right? And Rabbi Yehuda says, Beis Shammai om Chamin avalo tavshil, Beis Hillel om Chamin tavshil, right? Etc. E Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Nami ki masnitzin, mikol makom Grufa Ketuma kashya, de masnitzin te ratzta de plukta kamaisa b'she'eno garuf, v'shore Beis Shammai Chamin. Ubeis Hillel Chamin V'Tavshil, right? You want to resolve, right? Beis Shammai permitted, right? Rabbi Yehuda, right? He says, "Damar Kekinas Nisin Mikamakim Grufa Ketuma Kashya Right, Ruben comes from Akasha, because Masnisin, Teras the Plukta Kamaisa, Besheno Garof, Vesharu, Beshamai Chamin, Besilo Chamin, the Tafsha, Vahokatane, Ein Mashin Al Gabesh Eno Grufa, Veno Katuma, Klau. Right? So, if you said that our mission is about Hachzara, so then, Shehiya, Beis Hillel allowed. And here we have Beis Hillel, right, and now, and you have Beis Hillel not allowing, right, on an inner grufa, right, whereas the Mishnah had Shehiya permitted on an inner grufa. If the Mishnah is about Chazara, our Mishnah, then Chazara is not allowed in a grufa, but Shehiya is allowed in an inner grufa. And Rabbi Yehuda has, Rabbi Yehuda has that, because that's the case. The case of the Braisa is that on the Eina Grufa and Ketuma, nothing could be done. It's only on the Grufa and Ketuma that you could do something, right? So therefore, Yehuda does not align either with the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel do not align either with the Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai of the Mishnah. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to come with an answer. La'olam ema lecha lahachzir. Okay? We're going to come back and say lahachzir tonight. We're going to say our Mishnah is lahachzir. When it says yitain is lahachzir. So therefore, that means you cannot be machzir without Gruf and Ketuma, but with Gruf and Ketuma, Beishamai says you can put water, and Beisila says you could put, put back water, and Beisila says you could put back any tavshil, again, the smachal ben drosai, right? V'tana didan savar lak Rabbi Yehuda, b'chada, u'palagala b'chada. Oh, and then, so, now Tana Didan is not Beishamai, it's not Beisilel, it's the Tana who's explaining Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, right? In other words, there are three different Tanaim here. None of them Beis Hillel Shammai. The Tana of our Mishnah, unnamed, right? The Tana Rabbi Meir, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Of course, you could ask a great question. I don't have an answer for it.
It's not Mishnah.
It's not Mishnah Rabbi Meir. Okay, so obviously, that's, you know, people thought about that, but we're not a concern. Who wrote this? Yehuda Nasi put it in here. As a Stam Mishnah. Okay, so it's not Reb Meir. Okay.
The only problem with this answer, the Amal Ahachzir, how do you resolve the, what do you call it, the Sefer of the Mishnah over there? Beis Shammai or Notlin of Alom Achzir and Beis Hillel or Af Machzir. If that's what? The second half, if you're talking about Chazar, that's the second half, then what's the first half talking about?
Then we have Chazir and Achzir.
And what? Saying that what? That
it's the top of the page, the top of Lamed Zayin, right? Lo yasa shigur fo shiitin es efer, but lahashus mashin afal pishen ugar fin akatu.
I understand.
My mashin b'shamir chamin alo tapshu b'solam. So,
but they're coming back now and trying to reconcile our Mishnah, that the whole discussion in the Mishnah is basically going about Chazar.
No, it. Okay, there.
The last line of the Mishnah is only talking about Chazar. That's all he's talking about.
So right,
the last line is talking about Chazar. What's the first line talking about?
That's the top one.
Well, back to this again. No, I understand. I saw that.
Right, so that's what you're up to.
But I'm down here already.
No, but if you're explaining the Mishnah Chazar, so you have to.
You still have to. Okay, that's what I explained. So that's why I heard this recently from a shir from somebody, not in this Gemara. But that's what I mentioned last week. Kesura Mechzer does not mean something's missing. Kesura Mechzer means you have to understand this is how. So there's always between the lines, and usually, you know, the Mishnah is Lush and Brura, but sometimes the Mishnah, you know, thinks that you're supposed to understand this, and we don't understand it, so that's our problem. And the Gemara, thank God, is Amorim, and they're trying to explain this is what we understand really the Mishnah means, and even though it's not written in, and they're not amending the Mishnah, they're just saying this is what the Mishnah means. Okay. In any event, if that's what the Mishnah means, that's what the Mishnah means. So that's so it fits in.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying the whole thing is basically Chazar.
Well, it starts with Chazara. It starts with Chazara. Then it goes back. No, wait. It starts with Chazara. Then it touches upon Shehiya, and then it goes back to Chazara. So go back to the top of the Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph.
Understood. But the problem is, that's fine. I have no problem with that on the Mishnah on its own, okay? But when you're trying to reconcile another Brisa and compare it to the Mishnah and argue about the discrepancies between the two of them, when you already went into the first one and changed it, and then come back and say it doesn't make any sense according to both, then whatever answer
they didn't change it.
I understand. I'm not arguing with you, but I'm saying, how do you reconcile something when one piece is in quicksand?
Okay, so the Amoraim didn't think it's in quicksand.
Okay.
The Amoraim still are, they're not out of the woods yet, so to speak, either.
Right.
Okay, anyway, let's finish. Okay. Atana didan savar lo krab Yehuda, b'chada, upalag lo b'chada. Savar Yehuda b'chada, b'chamin v'tavshil, v'notlin u'machzirin. All right. So he holds up with Yehuda when it comes to chamin v'tavshil, and notlin u'machzirin. So look in Rashi, a couple lines up. We'll go back. Yehuda b'Yehuda, diyama nami kimes nisim v'kamen grufa k'tum akashia. We read that already. Let's go to the next Rashi. B'chamin v'tavshil notlin u'machzirin, demuke plukta v'sham beis Hillel, b'shehi as chamin v'tavshil. Right? So, meaning our Mishnah understands, as Rabbi Yehuda does, right, that the machlok of sham beis Hillel is about shehi as chamin v'tavshil, it's about shehiya, not about hachzara, right? Which is what your problem is, right? Okay. The Beis Shammai Sharu Chamin V'Tavshil. I'm sorry, Beis Shammai Sharu Chamin V'Tavshil Lo. Funny way to say it, but okay. Beis Hillel Chamin V'Tavshil, but Lo Krab Meir, Don Beis Shammai Lo Klum. Okay, so therefore, when it comes to Shehiyas Chamin V'Tavshil, Rabbi Yehuda is consistent with our Mishnah, right? Not when it comes to Hachzar, but when it comes to Shehiya, he is okay according to our Mishnah. So our Mishnah holds Rabbi Yehuda Bechada, naming the case of Chamin Tavshil and Rikondo Machzirin, Upolagale Bechada, and his colleague on Rabbi Yehuda in one. The Ilu Tana Didan Savar Lishos, V'Alpha Bisheno Gara Fakatum. Our Mishnah holds, you can be Shoheh, even though it's not Gara Fakatum, like Chananya, right? Rabbi Yehuda Savar Belishos Name Gar Fakatim in Elo Lo. But Rabbi Yehuda holds Shehiya also is only if Gar Fakatim. Okay. So conclusion is not that our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda. It's that our Mishnah holds partially like Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
Okay. And it doesn't hold at all like Rabbi Meir, apparently.
But it does hold like Chananya.
Yeah. But it holds like Chananya, right. So. But you have to understand this. When you come to our point, the Gemara is not concluded anything.
Right.
The Gemara just proved it can be like this, it can be like this, it can be like this. So it can be like Chananya, it can be not like Chananya. It could be partially like Rabbi Yehuda, and partially not like Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be all like Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be like Rabbi Meir. Right? The most important aspect here is it like Chananya? And is it about Shehiya Hachzara? That's the main.
Okay,
and it's unresolved. The answer is it's unresolved. It's still unresolved. And eventually we'll get to Shulchan Aruch. It's still unresolved. We have a psak, okay, but it's unresolved. Meaning we do not come to conclusion of what the Mishnah meant. Does the Mishnah Holach Hanayin Amir Chalanya? Is it group? Is it Hachzara? So you have a Machlokas, basically in the Ramah, and we'll eventually get to the end of this. So a couple of pages, we'll take out the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Okay, so now the Gemara has a new question. Iboy lehu, mahu lismoch ba tocha I'm sorry, mahu lismach ba. Okay, so now we have back to a single kira, right? I mean, this double kira is very interesting, but we didn't really learn anything about the other side. The other side is ainu gufa and ketumah, so whatever applies to it. What we did learn from here is it doesn't really seem to affect the other side. That seems to be right. We don't really care about the other side.
So we learned that any benefit we get from the other side is okay.
Doesn't seem to. So far.
We can live with it.
So far. Okay, so now we have this question. You have a kira, and you have a kira which is hot, okay? So far we don't know. Grufa, ketuma, okay? But can you put something next to it? Okay? So, in other words, here's the kira. Can I put something here? He's coming out. Can I put something over here? Remember, the kira usually is on the ground. Right? Okay.
So we haven't learned that that's okay already from the two side?
No. Apparently not. The Gemara is going to try and figure it out.
Okay.
So it says, Tocha v'gaba asur. Do we say Tocha v'gaba asur that the inside of it and on top of the kira is asur? But next to it should be okay. Right? Oduma loshna, or it makes no difference. Why loshna? Because, think about this. Well, the whole point is, I have to not interfere with the coals. So, isn't that going to help me here too? So that's the question, right? So there's no answer yet. The Gemara is going to bring a brisa that we had before to try and answer this question. Okay, but...
Is this something that's cooked or machaved or aside?
No, I think it's something... I think it's something not cooked. Uh-huh. Rashi says... But tell us from the bottom. Ma'u lismo kadeira etzel dofen akira below grufa shakira metaltelasi moshivanos algave karka. Okay, so since Rashi adds that line, which to me doesn't help, it actually makes it more difficult, right? But the way he has it is not what I described, like you have the kira in the ground and you're putting it over here, but rather the kira is on top of the ground and you're putting it over here. So you're getting heat from, either way, if the kira is in the ground, you're getting heat from the ground, and if the kira is on the ground, you're getting heat from the ground. That's the point. It's okay. But the heat is coming secondarily from the kira, but it's obviously advantageous to me to stir the coals, because I'll get more heat in the proximity where I put the item. So the question was, do we say, well, because the tochon gaba inside and on top is asur, well, that means obviously next to it must be fine. Or do we say, no, lo shna, it doesn't make a difference, because if I'm going to stir the coals, it's going to help. So that's the problem. Rashi just says, gaba, ovi svasa ukisu shachalala. It's this interesting, he just gives you two methods by which you can put something on top of a kira. One is that the pot is as big as the hole, bigger than the hole, right?
Right.
And one is that there's a grate on top of the hole, right? Kisui, kisui shachalot, some kind of cover. I think it's a grate, but maybe it's not a grate even. Maybe it's just a piece of metal on top of the hole, top of the cavity. Okay. Anyway, so now the Gemara is going to try and resolve it by citing the same brice that we had before. Toshma. Shtei kiros hamatimos achas gufo ketuma, v'achas shena gufo ketuma. Right? It's our, right, brisa. You have two side by side, kira, double kira, and one is properly disabled coals, and the other one, the coals are just burning fine. Mashin al gabi gufo ketuma. We said you could leave it on top of the gufo ketuma. Right? Mashin al gabi gufo ketuma. The afalgav, the kasolik lehavla meidach. Even though we're getting heat from the kira that's ain a gufa and a ketuma, right? The one that has nice burning coals, we're getting heat from there, obviously, in the other kira, or on, either on or in the other kira. So that's okay. So this should be okay too. Say no. Shani hasam the chayvon the midle shalat be'avira. No, this is different, because the one which is on the Gruf and Ketumah and is getting from heat from the Ein Gruf and Ketumah is on air. Well, air dissipates the heat. And apparently the ground, or whatever, the ground here, the ground there, conducts the heat, right? So that's the problem. So therefore he says, not a raya, you could do it. Toshma, another attempt. The Amar of Safra, Amar of Chia, Katama, Vinislavsa. What happens if he puts ashes on it? And then it bursts into flame again, right? Happens with the Pesach burning all the time. You think it's out, and then all of a sudden you see the flames there again. That's the, you know, firefighter's problem, right? You think it's out, and then it can burst the flame again. Somkin la, umakaymin oleha, v'notli mimeno umachzirin la. Whoa. Says you could put something on it, and you could leave it there. That obviously means from before. That's not so disturbing. But you could take it off and put it back on. Shma mina lismoch name ketama in lo ketama. I'm sorry. Okay. Shma mina lismoch name. Okay. He says no, because ketama in lo ketama lo. I might think that because this one that I put ketama, I was kotem, and now it burst back into flames, I'm allowed to use that. I might think I can apply that to the one that's on the side of the Eino Grufa and Ketumah. He said, no, because that's a Grufa and Ketumah. The Ketumah wasn't 100% effective, but still, V'litameich, notu mimenu diktane Ketumah in lo Ketumah lo. Right? So, it says you take it off. Of course you can take it off. What if they take it off? Elo tana notlin mishumach zirin. It says take it off because you put it back, right? So take it off and put it back has to be said. Hachaname tona somchin mishum makaymin. So why does it say here you could put it next to it and you could leave it there and you could put it next to it? That's not the same thing, right? Hachahashta hasam notun machzirin b'chad makam hu. Well, that's one place. You're putting it back in the same place. So you say take it off, you put it back. Tana notlin mishum machzirin. So you have to say notlin because, well, you're going to put it back. You got to take it off in order to put it back. So you have to take it off. Elocha somkin b'chad makam hu, umakaymin b'chad makam hu, my havi Allah. Oh, but it is different, right? Why do you have to say if you're taking it from one place, put it in another place? They're two different places. So what do you learn from that? All right. So we don't know. The answer is my havi Allah means we don't know. Okay. Toshma, kira shiziku begefes of eitzim somchin la, v'yein mekaymin. Oh, another brisa. You have a kira that had wood, right? Has wood. Apparently, it's burning. Somchin la mekaymin elam kain grufa ketuma. Oh, unless it is grufa ketuma, you can't be somchin. You can be somchin v'yein mekaymin. We don't have to come back to this, but if you have coals that dissipated, or you have that you put on them flax, which flax also is apparently going to make the flame dissipate, that's considered to be like ketuma. Okay, let's come back to this next week.